Dating. It's hard enough even at the best of times, but throw in a global health pandemic and it might have you feeling a bit like Elvis.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
So you're trying to date, but also, well, not to date because you're physically distancing. So how does that work? I have so many questions, and judging by the comments I've seen on Twitter and on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere people comment about the government's latest restrictions, you do as well. Well, to talk to me through some of these very big questions and some creative ways that people are still dating, because it's still happening, I'm joined by Nat Tencic, who's the host of The Hookup on Triple J. Nat, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, I want to start with a question that's been coming up a lot. The government's latest two-person maximum rule has a lot of people asking about whether they're allowed to go and visit their partners who live in other houses. It's a bit of a blurred line, and it's something you've been navigating yourself in your relationship. What's been your take?
Absolutely. It's so hard to know. My partner and I don't live together. So, I mean, up until Sunday, I've been going to his place. He has three other housemates and we're all friends. So it's like I'm just visiting my mates. I'm living by myself at the moment. So when he comes over, it's not so much of an issue. But now, you know, seeing these restrictions and that we can only have like two people out and about at once, I'm starting to think like, what can I do exactly? Like, can I go visit him? But I sort of figure that we are kind of an extended household, you know, like that his household, they're not really going anywhere or seeing anyone else as far as I know. So I hope it's okay. But, you know, it's so confusing and the rules keep changing like all the time.
And so, of course, this two-person limit puts a pause on lots of different activity, including, and people have them, open relationships, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this is hell for polyamorous people. This is really tough because you can't sort of be seeing lots of different people. You especially really tricky to be going and seeing new people that are mingling with other people and you don't know where they've been or who they've been seeing. And so you're putting yourself kind of at risk of exposure if you are going and seeing kind of fresh new people and then bringing that back to your partner and your household. And, you know, casual sex is absolutely off the table.
Well, it has to be, doesn't it? You have to step 2 meters away from people, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a lot of like staring across the room at each other and like looking at each other. Look, you can be creative, okay? There are ways, but certainly not contact-worthy ways.
Not contact-worthy. You recently did an episode about isolation dating for The Hookup on Triple J. For the people who aren't already in established relationships, how are they dating and continuing to date?
Well, the beauty of our current era is that we have dating apps and we can still connect with and chat with people that we've never met before, with brand new people. And swiping is going gangbusters right now. People are still absolutely hitting Tinder, hitting Hinge, hitting Grindr, which, I mean, chatting on Grindr, I don't know, it's not very, very dumb. But people are still sort of communicating. And I think it's really made people slow down and chat more and woo each other a bit more. Like, there's just been a bit more kind of nice back and forth and talking and getting to know each other. But it does make sort of your opening line really difficult. I had somebody text in the other night who asked, like, what do I say? You know, what's my opening line in this circumstance? Welcome to hell world. Like, how are you doing? But actually a little bit of humor and acknowledging the weirdness of the situation we're in can be really galvanizing for relationships.
So people are getting creative, and one man in New York has been really creative in his courting moves. What did he do?
Oh, so Jeremy Cohen, he's a photographer from New York, and New York is very much in lockdown. No one's really going out or doing anything, but he saw this girl dancing on the rooftop across the street from him. So he's like in this big high rise and she was doing, I think, practicing a TikTok dance on her roof, and thought she looked really cute. So kind of like waved and sent a drone, so his drone with his phone number on it, sent it across the way to her, and she picked it up, she got it, she got his number, and texted him back. And then ever since then, like, he's been chronicling this on his TikTok account and his Instagram, millions of people loving it. They had a cute little dinner date the other day where he set up like a little table on his balcony and she set one up on her roof and they could see each other, but they were also FaceTiming. And then the latest installment, he got in a giant plastic bubble and walked out onto the street and went for a walk with her, but while he was contained. So very creative and cute. And I think that, he said that he really sees it going somewhere.
I suppose the big question is, do you think this could actually change the way people court each other in the long term?
Absolutely. I do think that it's forcing people to be a bit more creative. It's forcing people to get to know each other before getting to a physical stage, or sleepwalking through a first date or a dinner date or something kind of more awkward. You have to really put in the effort to get to know someone, to speak, to use your words, to gauge some chemistry over video or however else you want to do it. And I think that challenge is going to reveal a little bit more about yourself and your character. And I really hope that it sticks, that we adopt more of this into general dating after this is all over.
And it will take a while, so perhaps new habits will be formed. Nat, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Nat Tenchich is the host of The Hookup on Triple J. And if you want to hear more of Jeremy Cohen's rooftop dating story, you should tune in on Sunday night where you'll hear the full interview. This is RN Drive.